Hello, this is your life-changing podcast, Knowings, Spiritual and All Things Human. Renowned spiritual leader, visionary, author, and advocate for humanity, Mahatma Chris Griscom, answers crucial questions from around the world with her vast illuminated cosmic wisdom. Gentle and often humorous in her knowings, she includes her famed Exercises in Consciousness that help to bring the listener into a state of expanded conscious self-awareness, global focus, and participation. With each segment in the series, Chris answers three diverse questions to discover deeper aspects of who you are and how to find meaning and purpose in your individual and global realities. This is for you. Chris Griscom is the world's foremost expert on reincarnation. Her intensives of the Light Institute with themes of all things human are for people around the globe with the purpose of changing lives and helping the planet. Chris Griscom brings the gift of higher consciousness, accelerating the evolution of humanity and the world.
There is a second part to our meditation. It's called Knowings. And from around the world, each week, people send us questions that they would like for us to focus upon in order to uplift ourselves, illuminate ourselves, and everyone who's participating. Allison will tell us the questions that have come for this week. Allison?
The first question is from Cape Town, South Africa.
South Africa. Okay.
Dear wise, beloved Chris, greetings from South Africa. Perhaps you have already given your perspective here on the phenomenon of twin souls, but if not, I would be so grateful for your insight on this. I remembered long ago that I had a twin whilst in the womb, but that he left before the first trimester was complete, saying, "I'm going now." I had not given it much thought then, since I did not believe that one soul could split into two or more. I recently met my twin, and it is a disorienting experience, to say the least, knowing that part of my soul is in another body here on earth at this time. Another spiritual teacher informed me that karmic cords cannot be cut with the twin in the same manner that it can be cut with separate souls, as it is one's own soul. This is even more discouraging. P.S. I have sent him consciousness, color, and gifts to clear my space, but it looks like this is a never-ending job. Thank you so much for all you continue to do for consciousness.
Dear one, there is nothing that cannot be changed. There are no cosmic rules or laws that say you're caught with this. We have different ways of expressing our relationship on spiritual levels. And so let's just look at it from a little perspective, a little different perspective. And what I would say is, ultimately, there's only one soul in the cosmos, in the universes. There's an energy that is a oneness that we humans cannot even imagine. We look for that because we long for something that completes us. And so we get caught up in that kind of conversation. Now, my perspective would be that twin soul who was accompanying you in the womb was a beloved soul friend, soul family, which is what we all are, who has traveled with you again and again, who has some contracts and vows with you, who accompanied you, perhaps to protect you, perhaps to share with you, perhaps to prepare you to go on. And when he said, "I'm leaving now," he said, "I'm leaving because you were ready. You could carry on. You didn't need company much. You didn't need the sharing of space there. You needed to find that in yourself." And so he left. Now, I'm not sure what you mean about finding him in body. If someone has told you that, or if you've looked at someone and felt, "Oh, I recognize you." So let go of the twin aspect of that. Because we're all reflections of each other. So we could call that twinning if we like, but there are so many other ways to move towards that or from that. And so what I would say is that it's great that you have sent color to that, but don't could be confused that somebody's got half of you. Nobody has half of you because everyone has half of you, and you have every half of everyone else, of the 8 billion souls, because we share an essence, a divine essence, the pulse of life and evolution. And so the way we humans divide things up or stick things together is kind of quaintly human. On a cosmic level, this vocabulary in terms of cause and effect or the streaming of the cosmos would may not have the same perspective or the same truth. So what I would say to you is let go of that. I can say that, for example, I speak a lot about simultaneous lifetimes. A great percentage of humans are living simultaneous lifetimes because we're speeding up and we need more information, we need more attributes. And so we do have simultaneous lifetimes, but they're never walking around in human form on our planet. They're always a part of other dimensions, other universes, other galaxies, whatever, that have to do with the souls incarnating in form for the evolution of the soul. Now, when we come into body, there is a, from my perspective and my own higher self's information, there is, if you could imagine, one beautiful, beautiful clumping soul, universal soul. And when there's an individuation, there's a prick, and your consciousness, as if it were pricked off in order to begin a journey of evolution, which by your experiences in body, when you leave your body, will return and nourish the evolution of all consciousness. So there is that, but there's not another one of you looking like you or the opposite of you. I don't know whether you're a male or a female, but when you say twin, I presume, and he said he, that you're talking about you're a male. You've been a male and a female in many lifetimes. So let all of that go and know that the purpose is not the conversation of the other, that how do you get rid of them or you can't get rid of them or what do they mean to you or how they influence you. And move to the place of you and your divine higher self, your divine soul energy that has combined with spirit energy, which holds the records of your many incarnations, to help you to access levels of evolution that are necessary that you have chosen, your soul has chosen, for this lifetime. And so you don't need to worry that even if you feel that you met somebody and that was a part of your soul. For me, I would say you met somebody, a soul family, a divine being. We humans want to say this is my soul partner, this is my other, this is my twin. Instead of that, just acknowledge that that being is not here with the exact same karmic conversations that you have. Go on yourself and build your spiritual awareness, your connection to your higher self. Now, one of the things that I could recommend for you in terms of this is to ask your higher self to take form, just as we did a minute ago, and ask his higher self to take form and just allow them to merge for a moment and then let go. They'll probably look like different, maybe completely different energetics. It matters not. We have this illusion that our bodies separate us, the color of our skin separates us, that our religion separates us. It's not true. It's not true. And it's not why we're here. We are all here because we've been here before together and individually, and we are here because we have gifts to give to help all humanity to find the highest octave of the evolution of humanity as we represent our tender species. Great love. Have a little giggle and polish yourself as a part of an infinite universe full of the one soul and what it is that you have come to give. Your love, not confusion. Allison,
The second question is from Helena, Montana, in the USA. Do photographs, pictures, carry an emotional weight?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we keep them. Because we, especially if our children have grown up or our partners have separated out or someone has died or we feel obligated, we have a tendency here to have become very visual. And so we even have collective thought forms that say, if I keep a picture of you, it means I love you. Or it will force me to not forget you. And so that is an emotional hook. It's an emotional attachment. Because you cannot, in a moment, maybe it was a wonderful moment that you had with somebody that you love or somebody who has the same blood or whatever it is, you cannot replay that memory as it is in body. You can replay the energy of it. And that's where the emotional hook comes in pictures. It can sort of drag you into that point of reference. But what happens there is that you're locked into that moment. It might have been a wonderful moment, but believe me, it had other aspects. It had who's on top, who's the totem pole, who's the most powerful, who's the most loved, who necessitates to give something to the other, who owes to the other. All of those emotional things are tied in and caught in that picture as we freeze time, as we freeze life. And so what you want to do from every picture is pluck the most wonderful aspect or the most illuminating aspect and utilize that for your evolution, for your growth. And so it may be, and I want to say to you, it's okay to let the pictures go. And instead, bring the real energy into you, that which can support you, that which says, I have known love. It doesn't matter if that love is still there, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. It's that each experience we have opportunes us to grow forward, not to hold on. And very much when people die, we hold their pictures because we want to include them in our lives forever. But we don't know them as souls. And so we don't understand that however they died, the moment of their death was their choice. And that they are not sitting up there watching you hold their pictures. They're not. It is you that holds on. We who stay are the ones that really suffer. The ones that have left their bodies are free. They travel into the light. They travel on into beyond their names, beyond their bodies, beyond what they have experienced in this level. And that is how souls are eternal and untouchable and are divine. So I would say, if you feel like you are cluttered with pictures, you can let them go. And know that, as I always say, I carry you in my heart. But I don't necessarily carry you how I saw you. I carry you as a soul. And that's why the exercise we just did in that last conversation is very valuable as well. To see their higher selves and your higher self. To help you begin to see that we're not our bodies, we're not our emotions, we're not our contracts and vows. You did this to me, I'll do that to you. We owe each other. It's not that. We use each other for the evolution. And we want to use each other well. And we want to honor a soul to travel back into the light, to go home and leave us to what belongs to us. So it's your choice to keep or not keep pictures. Know that they are emotional. Know that they are influencing you. And choose whether that's to the higher good for you. Great love. Allison?
The last question is from Reykjavik, Iceland.
Hi, Reykjavik. I have been there.
Dear Chris, I just saw one of your quotes on Instagram. Will you please talk more about this in one of your knowings? You know something will happen, but you do not realize that as you're waiting for it, it's waiting for you. From Iceland, I thank you for your constant encouragement to humanity.
Oh, and that statement given to me by my own higher self, is definitely a statement of encouragement. And it is a cosmic giggle that says, we can intuit. We have intuition. We have been a part of everything that's happened to us in this lifetime. We chose this body. We chose this family. We chose this situation. We chose this earth. We have sentences. We have consciousness. And so it's sort of back in there in some whispering little spot, and we can't see how it fits into everything, but we have an intuitive recognition of, it's like a deja vu that says, I recognize this. And the giggle is that what we don't realize is that when we focus on something, when we become aware of something, we are extending an energy that magnetizes that to us. And that's why I say that what you are waiting for is waiting for you, which means that it's very important in this world right now to allow your focus, that intuitive energy. Maybe it's that everything will work out. People are so busy right now talking about the disasters on the planet, which are real, but they're waiting for us to fix them. Or how we're beginning to see the inhumane consciousness and actions of others. But if you could see, if you could expand your consciousness, you would see that's part of why we're here, to show a template that is not that, to erase that, to take action, to say this is not a humane choice, and we will participate in dissolving those things away. For the good of the whole, not because we think we know what's right, but because we see cause and effect. We see if we behave in this way or do this or think this, and that's that thing we're talking about right now. If you think something, if you hold it in your consciousness, if you dream it, you are calling it. Hello, come to me. But the cosmic trick there is it will come very often in the way that you hold it. And that's why it's very important. If you have a negative fear or anxiety, ask your body, where am I holding that? What color does it need to be released? Release it. It doesn't serve you. And ask your body where you hold the beautiful qualities that will bring about a better world for you and everyone around you and everyone who shares this earth, Gaia. And so, if we really understood the laws of the cosmos, which are cause and effect, action and reaction, we call it karma, that there's wonderful karma to bring to us. So let us whisper to ourselves, imagine something that brings a good, the good of the whole, and watch it begin to develop. I'm noticing that right now at the beginning of 2024. It's an 8-year bringing heaven and earth together. It's abundance. It's balance. It's like the figure eight. It gives balance. We are beginning to see that which is not in balance is beginning to come under the eyes of our awareness and give us the opportunity to shift us. How can you do that? Maybe for you it's an action to take. For me, it's very much how I wield my consciousness, how I send light to something that is out of balance, how I work to express a template of infinite love, of infinite awareness, not judgment, not separation, but the inclusion that we've talked about before, that yin inclusion that brings everything together and allows us to go forward together. That is the mandate that we, each and all, came with to accomplish as souls in this world and to take it back cosmically, karmically, into the cosmos. Let us know that anything that you can think of is waiting for you. And so call it. Call it with your consciousness. Great love to each and all.